It's Bear Country 95.3, and Tuesday morning, we're checking in with Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I am okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Boy, your voice sounds a little rusty. You'll get why I said that in a minute, folks. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, so the website that we're going to talk about today on the Montague Webworks website of the week.
That's it.
Is a pretty cool website called archive.org, archive.org. And what this site does, it's kind of like one of those Wikipedia kind of sites where what they do is they link to websites and then every periodically just take snapshots of the whole, they index the whole site and they make a copy of it. They download the photos and everything and they peg it to a calendar date. And you can go in when you go to archive.org and up at the top, you type in the URL, the website address of any website, for instance, WPVQ.com. So try that right. You stop what you're doing right now. Go to archive.org. And type in WPVQ in the search thing at the top. And what you'll get is a calendar of all the snapshots that they've taken this year. And there's a little rumble strip sort of just above it that shows you all the years that they've done it. And the oldest one that they have is November of 1996.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. So I invite you, dear listener, to do this while we're talking about it.
You can go back into the history of Bear Country 95.3.
The archive.org calls this section of their website the Wayback Machine, which is kind
of... It really is way back.
Yeah. So you go back to that far, and you see back in the day, WPVQ... Was it called Bear Country back then?
No, it was just WPVQ.
Country.
Yes.
Okay. Pioneer Valley's Country. And back then, you guys broadcast on 93.9.
That's right. Long time ago.
We're talking about 20 years ago.
Right, yeah.
So right there on the homepage, we have personalities. And if you click on that, you'll see. And back, you know, this is 20 years ago. So it's pretty rough. It's pretty simple stuff. Go to a different day, but you pulled it up on yours, right? So
yeah, Mr. Brodeur is listed there with Rusty Daniels.
Rusty Daniels.
So our old listeners of Bear Country 95.3, I know will recognize those names.
All right. Well, this is pretty cool. I mean, I found stuff that I've done, like my very first website, which was in 1995.
That you thought you discarded. I
thought they were long gone, but they're still up there.
And it proves whatever you put online
is there forever.
Is there forever, even after you think you've erased it. So.
Right. So, who, what other personalities do you have listed there?
Oh, Catfish Pruitt and Jerry Walker. Those are some national names.
Oh, really?
So, not necessarily people from around here.
All right. Oh, I see. Because they were sort of piped in back in the
exactly.
day. All right. And you guys were in Deerfield at the time.
Yes, we were. Right across from Yankee Candle.
So you could look up your own website to see what it looked like in the very beginning or you know, just anything, any site that you go to and see what the history is that they've got stored. And it's pretty cool. So it's archive.org.
Very good. That's our Montague Webworks website of the week. And remember that Montague Webworks is also on our 30% off store over at bear953.com. People buy those gift certificates, Mick. And they use them for a new website.
A new website or to redo their existing website if it's sort of stagnant or not really, you know, getting them any new business. And we set them up with a website that works for them and creates new business.
Right. So if you have a website that looks like our website back in 1996, this is a good opportunity for you to freshen things up with Montague Webworks. Our 30% off store. Find the link at bear953.com. Mick, have a great day.
You too.